if you understand the right wing or conservative position to be that of those who argue for free markets, competition, property rights, and the other political values inscribed in the original intent of the American Founding Fathers, then big business in fascist Italy, Nazi Germany, and New Deal America was not right-wing, it was left-wing, and it was fascistic. What's more, it still is. Since the dawn of the progressive era, reformers have constructed an army of straw men, conjured a maelstrom of myths to justify blurring the lines between business and government. According to civics textbooks, Upton Sinclair and his fellow muckrakers unleashed populist rage against the cruel excesses of the meatpacking industry, and as a result, Teddy Roosevelt and his fellow progressives boldly reined in an industry run amok. The same story repeats itself for the accomplishments of other muckrakers, including the pro-Mussolini icons Ida Tarbell and Lincoln Steffens. This narrative lives on as generations of journalism students dream of exposing corporate malfeasance and prompting government-imposed reform. The problem is that it's totally untrue, a fact Sinclair freely acknowledged. The federal inspection of meat was historically established at the Packer's request, Sinclair wrote in 1906. It is maintained and paid for by the people of the United States for the benefit of the Packers. The historian Gabriel Kolko concurs. The reality of the matter, of course, is that the big Packers were warm friends of regulation, especially when it primarily affected their innumerable small competitors. A spokesman for Big Meat, as we might call it today, told Congress, "We are now, and have always been, in favor of the extension of the inspection, also to the adoption of the sanitary regulations that will ensure the very best possible conditions." The meatpacking conglomerates knew that federal inspection would become a marketing tool for their products and, eventually, a minimum standard. Small firms and butchers who had earned the trust of consumers would be forced to endure onerous compliance costs, while large firms not only could absorb the cost more easily, but would be able to claim their products were superior to uncertified meats. The story plays itself out again and again during the Progressive Era. The infamous steel industry, heirs to the 19th century robber barons, embraced government intervention on a massive scale. The familiar fairy tale is that the government stepped in to control predatory monopolies. The truth is almost exactly the opposite. The big steel firms were terrified that free competition would undermine their predatory monopolies, so they asked the government to intervene, and the government happily obliged. U.S. Steel, which was the product of 138 merged steel firms, was stunned to see its profits decline in the face of stiff competition. In response, the chairman of U.S. Steel, Judge Albert Gary, convened a meeting of leading steel companies at the Waldorf Astoria in 1907 with the aim of forming a gentleman's agreement to fix prices.